Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, August 14th, 2015. And on today's podcast, we're going to do what so many other people in the country are doing right now, and that is discuss the campaign of Donald Trump for the Republican nomination for President of the United States in 2016. Who is this man, Donald Trump? And does he really want to be president? He is talked about, analyzed, dissected in the media every single day and every newscast of every day, but nevertheless, I feel somehow compelled to offer my own thoughts on the subject. People perceive him as different. Many think that if he were elected, he would be different. And therein lies a great deal of his popularity. His popularity is a reflection of the disgust the American people have with the ruling elite of both parties. Trump is independent of these parties. He has never held public office, but more importantly, he is financially independent of them. He is very wealthy and has no need to crawl for their money. Last Sunday, his longtime advisor, Roger Stone, resigned from his campaign. Rumors persist that it was because of the Megyn Kelly incident on Fox News, but Mr. Stone said he just didn't think he was having any impact on the campaign. He did, however, offer some useful insights into the Trump campaign. Quote, Trump's style is not going to change. He is unscripted. He is unhandled. He is uncoached. Nobody puts words in his mouth. He does operate his own Twitter feed. I just think he is, to a certain extent, being ill-served by yes men, people who say yes, sir, but never raise an alternative view of what ought to be done, end quote. Well, that all sounds pretty good to a lot of people. Unscripted, unhandled. Seems pretty refreshing, I guess. People are tired of the same voices from the same faces. Every election cycle, the same things, except each time it gets worse. Trump's repeated gaffes, at least that's what the media calls them, are a refreshing change from the slick, scripted words read from teleprompters by most politicians. He also appears independent of the normal political leadership that runs politics on both sides of the aisles. He doesn't need their money, and he has all the media access that anybody could want. Every skeleton that could possibly be hiding in his closet has already been placed under a microscope, including a story that he raped his wife back in 1987, a story that she quickly denied and put an end to. Many people support him for another reason. He says what they would like to say, but in our politically correct world, they are too terrified to say it. His comments about illegal immigration resonate with people. Once again, the same old, there's nothing we can do. We can't defend or protect our borders. People are growing tired of that, as well as Jeb Bush's, it's just an act of love, quote. Most of these people with their Park Avenue apartments don't have to encounter Hispanics or other immigrants from day to day. Instead, Trump says if any illegal commits a crime, that's one crime too many. The Steinle murder in San Francisco makes his point loud and clear. The sanctuary city's controversy, now being debated in the U.S. Senate, became an issue because of Trump's comments. He raises our sense of optimism by telling us we can be great again. We can be a great nation again. Our descent into Democrat and Republican hopelessness can be reversed. His success in business can be transferred and applied to America itself. Jobs will come back. Our economic stagnation will be reversed. Whether true or not, people are starting to believe him when he says those things. In my view, though, as much as anything else, his popularity lies in his refusal to back down to the talking heads of the media and the political elite. When one of them lies about him, he tells them they're liars to their face. They hate that. Those people prefer their politicians on a tight leash, but Donald Trump will simply not come to heel. People admire that, even if they disagree with him. As one Iowa voter said to Megyn Kelly, if you mess with the bull, sweetheart, you might get gored. All this reminds me of another campaign, though, one that was conducted in 1992 between George H.W., Read My Lips, No New Taxes, Bush, and Bill Clinton, as well as Ross Perot. Like Trump, Perot was a very wealthy businessman who said he was willing to spend $100 million of his own money in his campaign. That was when $100 million was real money. Perot did a lot of business in the Middle East, and some of his employees were captured and held inside Iran. He organized a rescue effort using his own resources and came across as more competent in doing so than the U.S. government. Ken Follett wrote a best-selling book about the rescue called On Wings of Eagles. Perot was adamantly against NAFTA, often spoke about offshoring American jobs. He said, "That giant sucking sound you hear coming from Washington was American jobs headed south to Mexico." Perot became a folk hero and was very popular at the polls. At one time, he led both Bush and Clinton during the election, and there was hope he might actually win the election running on his Reform Party ticket. Trump has obviously taken a different route in seeking the Republican nomination, but he has refused to rule out an independent run if the Republicans don't treat him fairly, he says, meaning, I suppose, that if they steal the nomination from him, he would consider an independent run. He seems to be saying to them, look, you have three choices. Number one, I win and I am the nominee. Number two, you beat me fair and square, and that's fine. Number three, you cheat me. Then I will run as an independent and you will lose the election. That kind of leverage makes Republican power brokers want to destroy him. The Perot campaign didn't work out so well after all. For no apparent reason, Mr. Perot dropped out of the race. Then he came back in. He got 19% of the vote anyway and probably handed the election to Bill Clinton. Mr. Perot, it seems, had long-standing problems with the Bush family. What about Mr. Trump, though? He had a meeting with Bill Clinton just before he announced, and according to media reports, Mr. Clinton urged him to run, thinking that it would damage the other Republican candidates and help Hillary. Trump has said some harsh things about Mrs. Clinton, including that her email problems could be criminal. But Mr. Trump and the Clinton family are reportedly great friends, so we keep Trump's friendship with the Clintons in mind, along with his overall policy positions, which may not meet all of our views before we get too excited about him. Finally, folks, we can learn a lot from his campaign. Some of those things are, don't be afraid of embarrassment. If your views aren't politically correct, a lot of people will agree with you. People are recognizing now that free speech is very important and is something too dear to just give away. Don't back down. Don't let them intimidate you. Say what's on your mind. Go out there and confront the enemy. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Till next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.